Almighty God, we humbly beseech Thee to vouchsafe Thy blessings upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of Thy glory and the welfare of the people of whom we serve. Amen. Mount City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies has a history that began with the indigenous occupants of Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. Council also pays its respects to all nationalities that make up our ever-growing and ever-exciting community. Please be seated. Welcome everyone, and welcome to the Third Mountain Scouts who are joining us here this evening.
Yay, go Scouts.
And of course, can we have a special round of applause for our new councillor? Councillor Yvonne Sabir, our first night in the chamber.
Hello.
Apologies and leave of absence.
There are no apologies this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Change to the order of business.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I rise to join items number 13 and 14 on the agenda to be held concurrently, with councillors speaking up to 3 minutes and the mayor up to five.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, do I have a second?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Item number four, deputations.
There are no deputations this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of pecuniary interest, other interest, of conflict of interest of any councillor.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I wish to move a procedural motion later in tonight's meeting at item 12.11 of the agenda, Melbourne Regional Landfill VCAT review, for reasons of a conflicting personal interest. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Boucher. Adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 27th of May 2019 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Record of Assembly of Councillors.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, that the Record of Assembly of Councillors date the 27th of May 2019, June 11 and 17th of June 2019 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried. Inward correspondence.
There are no inward correspondence items this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Petitions and joint letters.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have one. The petition reads to close off alleyway in Carina Drive, Melton Drive. On Melton, due to vandalism of property and cars. It dated May 2019, and there are approximately 36 signatures and comments from the properties in that street.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, do I have a seconder?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 10.1 is resumption of debate or other business.
There are no matters held over, Mr. Mayor.
Item number 11, public question time. Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have 8 questions from members of the public this evening. The first 2 questions are from Tom Stotton. Is Mr. Stotton in the gallery? Yes. So his questions read, why have council decided to rezone the open space at 3 to 13 McDonald Street, as reported in the Star newspaper, from open space to residential, with the land to be sold to the state government for special need housing? This proposal contravenes the Subdivision Act 1988 under section 20(1) of the Subdivision Act, and also the exemption listed in clause 16.01-6S of Melton Planning Scheme, as this clause only refers to residential land and not on land to be used as public park. And the second question, related to the first, is the residents who will be affected by this proposed decision of the council are in total agreement that this project should not be proceeded with in any shape or form. Therefore, could you please expand on council's current and future position on this proposal? Mr. Luke Shannon, the General Manager, Planning and Development, will provide a response.
Thank you, Tom, for your question. I'll do my best to answer the 2 questions that you've raised, and I'll try and answer them in one response if I can. Firstly, in relation to the second element of your question, we suggest that Council's made a decision on this matter. No decision has been made. The question that Council is effectively considering is the land in question still required for the purposes for which it was acquired, which is obviously public open space? It's required under the Local Government Act to go through a public process before making a decision in that regard, and you'll be aware that that proposition has been advertised. 13 public submissions were received, and it's the subject of a council report tonight at item 12.10. Just by way of background for the benefit of others in the gallery, The land council received a request from a state government agency known as the Department of Health and Human Services some time ago for the purchase of part of the land in McDonald Street, which, as I've pointed out, is currently used as public open space. Council resolved at its meeting in April to commence the public process that I've described, which provided the opportunity for community input. And as I've indicated, there were 13 submissions received. Council has not yet made a decision on that proposition and will do so at a future council meeting. In the event that council does ultimately decide to proceed with the land sale, there are a number of other steps that are required to be gone through, and you've described some of those in your question, which are dealt with under the planning, and both the Planning and the Subdivision Act. Those issues such as zoning, permits for future use and so on, all that process would still need to be gone through at a future point in time, if that point in time ever actually arrives. I've given you a reasonably general response. I will provide a written response in more detail to your specific questions. Thank you.
The next question is from David O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. It reads, I make reference to public notice published in the Melton and Mirrabooka Star Weekly, May 14, 2019, regarding land situated at 3 to 13 McDonald Street, Melton South. The notice calls for submissions in response to a resolution of council made at the ordinary meeting of April 2019. It is understood that the resolution proposes to use the land for another purpose other than that for which it was originally acquired. Would Council please explain how community members are able to make submissions in an informed capacity when the options for the land were discussed in Council under confidential business? So, in response to this question, the salient issue really is that the purpose of the advertisement and the section of the Act that the advertisement relates to is one that requires Council to form a view that the land is no longer required for the purpose for which it was acquired. The submissions, therefore, that are sought are sought on whether the land is still required for the purpose for which it was acquired, not what alternate option is most appropriate for the land. So, in effect, your question's jumping to the next issue that would need to be addressed. If council did determine the land was not required as public open space, being the purpose for which it was acquired, then council can turn its mind to, well, what alternate purpose should the land be more appropriately directed to? And as Mr. Shannon alluded to, there's a number of other steps and legislation that covers the process that would need to be addressed. Next question is also from Mr. O'Connor, and it reads, Melbourne City Council have confirmed that as part of the Bloomdale development, a shared path will connect from Houdini Drive to Eucalyptus Circuit, which will link to the signalised crossing on Vineyard Road in Diggers Rest. In the interest of all residents, would Council please provide an update to the current status of the proposed pathway, together with an estimated time frame and completion date? Again, Luke Shannon will provide a response.
Thank you, David, for your question. As you rightfully point out, the developer of the Bloomdale estate, which is located in Diggers Rest, is, as part of their works, required to construct a footpath from Vineyard Road to Houdini Drive, adjacent to the recreation reserve. From recent discussions with the developer, I understand that's intended to be completed in the first quarter of next calendar year. That will depend a little bit on the timing of their overall subdivision works, but that's their current estimated time for completion of those works. Thank you.
Next question is from Brad Baker. Is Mr. Baker in the gallery? Mr. Baker's question is on behalf of Melton Wolves Gridiron Club, and as he is not in the gallery, a verbal response is not provided, but a written response will be provided to the matters raised on behalf of that club. Next question is from Charlie Appap. Mr. Appap is in the gallery. And his first question is, my question is, does the Melbourne Council recognise and adhere to the title covenants set out by Dolphin Land Lease Limited for Caroline Springs? So, to answer this question, I'll answer this question in sort of three parts. The first part is that covenants are private treaty. They are matters that are negotiated between the developer and the purchaser that protect the interests of other purchasers within the development. Where there are property covenant, they are registered on the title, and council will not issue a planning permit for something that would result in a breach of a registered restrictive covenant. Having said that, and that's the provision under the Planning and Environment Act, having said that, it is not council's role to create or monitor covenants. We merely are restricted from issuing a permit that would lead to a contravention of a covenant that exists on title.
It was a simple answer. Excuse me, please listen to your answer, and I think the answer is clear.
Yeah, the answer is simply, if there is a covenant, council will not issue a permit that contravenes that covenant. But council do not enforce covenants. Well, that's the only answer I can give you.
But this council recognises a covenant that they respect. And
I'm unaware of what the specific covenant is you're referring to, but
Mr. Appap, please. It's been answered straight and clear.
if you want it in writing, we can put it in writing for so you can maybe understand. But that's straight and clear, straight answer to what you've just asked, you've just been given. Sounds clear to me. No, his answer is straightforward.
We recognise it where it prevents us issuing a permit. However, there are many covenants that restrict matters that are not in need of a planning permit to complete. In such matters, council has no interest or no involvement in the enforcement of the covenant. It is a private treaty matter, a contractual dispute that will be settled by the relevant legal parties of each of the representatives.
Okay. One last word.
John Sweat was the Minister of Planning in 1998, and John Sweat said this: "Cancel, it's a law. It's a law that cancel or by this covenant. If they don't, the government has got, the state government has got the right to find the covenant." And John Sweat said,
Mr. Appap, I think you've just been told clearly that the jurisdiction of council does not cover it if it's against
Look, I'm unaware of the specific covenant that you refer to. I'm not aware that Mr. Thwaites could enter into anything that bound council. Again, I would need to be aware of the specific circumstance. I don't disregard what you say, however, I have no knowledge of it and it has never been raised previously. I will do some investigation, but the law around covenants is very clear, and I refer you to the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning website. If you look up restrictive covenants, it will tell you point blank, councils do not, as I said, create or monitor covenants. It's simple. That is not our role. Next question from Mr. Appap is, the aquatic plants growing within and around Lake Caroline and specifically at the water's edge continue to be left overgrown, untidy and in need of immediate attention. Prior to Dolphin Land Lease Limited handing over Melton Council, Dolphin Land Lease Limited kept all plants and grasses in and around Lake Caroline in a trimmed, neat and tidy condition with a regular maintenance schedule. My question is, has the Melton Council kept the same maintenance schedule as that of Dolphin Land Lease Limited prior to the handover? And what is the schedule of maintenance and upkeep of the aquatic plants in and around Lake Caroline? Again, Mr. Luke Shannon will respond.
Thank you, Charlie, for your question. Firstly, I'm sure you'll appreciate that over the last 12 to 18 months, Council's undertaken significant efforts in terms of the maintenance schedule both on and around Lake Caroline. That's included weed control on the lake body itself, improved irrigation, placement of turf, improved seating, signage, installation of lighting for nighttime walking around the lake, and general maintenance and renewal of the garden beds. So significant efforts have been undertaken in that regard, and I'm aware that you're one of the community representatives that we meet with from time to time to talk about how we can maintain our efforts in that regard. I don't know what maintenance schedule Lendlease, or Delphin as they were known, the developer of the estate originally, they've since exited the estate. I don't know what their regime was, and it really doesn't help us much in terms of our maintenance program now. I don't have to hand our current maintenance schedule for the lake and the weeds that you're talking about. I'm happy to share that to you, and I will write to you following tonight to articulate that to you. In terms of the plants around, I think you're referring to the plants on the outer edge of the lake, which have been there for many years, and they're known as club rush, so they're part of the natural environment, and birds do nest in them, and they do from time to time catch litter. That is an issue. Council does, from time to time, trim those plants. They generally grow to about 2 metres high, so they're quite significant, and they do sometimes push out onto the footpath. So we do trim them to ensure that pedestrians can get past safely. We don't intend to remove them wholesale. They've been there for many years and they're part of the natural environment of the lake. But as I've pointed out, I'm happy following today to provide a written response to you about our maintenance schedule, and I'd encourage you to continue to work with the council officers that I know you've spoken to over many times on site about the program, and don't feel as though you need to wait for a monthly council meeting to be able to articulate any issues that you might have. Thank you.
Questions finished?
Mr. Mayor,
Councillor Ramsay.
I know it's very remiss of me, but I would like to acknowledge the presence of a former councillor of mine, the other female on my first term back 20 years ago, former Councillor Maritza Yankovic.
Welcome, Maritza.
Mr. Mayor, would it be possible for our CEO, Mr. Tory, to meet with Charlie Apap to discuss the first issue? Because I'm not confident.
We can deal with that later. It's Mr. Tory and Mr. Apap can deal with that later.
Is that possible to continue that discussion?
It's up to Mr. Apap.
I'll coordinate it for you, Mr. Apap.
Let's move on. Presentation of staff reports, 12.1.
Mr. Mayor, could I move in block items 12.3 and 12.6 and accept our officer's recommendation as per the reports?
Moved by Councillor Medlick, 12.3. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carley, 12.3, 12.6, moved in block with the officer's recommendations accepted. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item 12.1, count back to fill extraordinary vacancy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, can I add can I give you notice of a fourth dot point that I'd like to put in, if at all possible?
You can try.
Can we? Do you want it now before Mr. Tory gives his?
Gives it now.
I would just have a fourth dot point thanking Councillor DeSantis for his service to Council 2016-2019.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Mr. Tory?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report, councillors, is brought to inform you of the outcome of the countback held to fill the extraordinary vacancy occasioned by the resignation of former Councillor DeSantis. In accordance with the Local Government Act 1989, a countback was undertaken by the returning officer appointed by the Victorian Electoral Commission for the purpose of filling the extraordinary vacancy. Shortly, this countback took place on the 12th of June 2019 at the Melton Library and Learning Hub, and the successful candidate was Ms. Yvonne Sabir. Shortly thereafter, Ms. Sabir accepted the position in writing, and the returning officer declared the result of the countback at the VEC head office that day at 2 p.m. On Friday the 14th of June, Ms. Sabir made the required declarations, being the affirmation of office and the declaration as required under the Local Government Act, and copies of those are appended to this evening's report. Recommendation, councillors, is to note the report. Two, note that the affirmation of office completed by Councillor Sabir in accordance with Section 63, bracket 2 of the Local Government Act 1989 is recorded in the minutes of this council meeting at Appendix 1. And note the Code of Conduct declaration made by Councillor Sabir in accordance with Section 63, bracket 3 of the Local Government Act 1989 is recorded in these minutes, in the minutes of this council meeting at Appendix 2. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the alternate motion for Councillor Ramsay with the fourth dot point?
Councillor
Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder?
I would like to second it. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Kasich. Does any councillor oppose the alternate motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just add my appreciation to the VEC for their promptness, to Cal and the executive team for helping the process through, and lastly but not leastly, congratulations to Yvonne or Councillor Sabir on her appointment.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. 12.2, Council representation on Council committees and other organisations. Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates to Council the vacancies that occur on Council and other organisations as a result of the extraordinary vacancy on Council. It's a fairly simple report, Mr. Mayor, and the recommendation is that firstly Council appoint Councillor Sabir to the following Council committees that comprise all councillors, and those committees are listed on page 16 of the agenda. And secondly, that Council appoint Councillor Sabir to the 7 Council committees and 2 other organisations that formerly represented by Councillor DeSantis, and those are also listed on page 16, and that that representation be for the balance of the 2018-19 representation period.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Medlock. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Medlock. Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any Council require any clarification? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 12.4. Minutes of Section 223 submissions, Advisory Committee held 21st of May 2019. Ramoro, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The purpose of the report is to advise Council of the minutes of the Section 223 submissions Advisory Committee meeting held on the 21st of May 2019 on the 2019-2020 budget and revised 2017-21 Council and Wellbeing Plan. A total of 35 submissions were received on the 19-20 budget and 1 on the Council and Wellbeing Plan. Of those submissions, 24 were from the public and 12 were councillor initiatives. The 2019-20 budget is a financially responsible budget. Council is projected to invest $140 million in services and $66.7 million in new and renewed infrastructure, with over $20 million invested in roads, over $22 million in buildings, and over $15 million in recreational facilities. Council will deliver a modest underlying surplus by keeping costs constrained through improved efficiency, and borrowings are also projected to reduce by a further $3 million in 2019-20. Recommendation: the report notes the minutes of the Section 223 Submissions Advisory Committee held on 21 May 2019 and adopts the recommendations contained within the minutes at Appendix 1, which include: the Council adopts the 2019-20 Budget, Strategic Resource Plan 2019-2023 and revised 2017-21 Council and Wellbeing Plan, inclusive of the variations to the draft budget recommended following the consideration of the submission process. That the fees and charges schedule appended to the 2019-20 budget be adopted, and that the Chief Executive Officer be authorised to give public notice on this decision to adopt such budget in accordance with Section 130, Section 1 of the Local Government Act 1989.
Thank you, Mr. Romano. Does any Council require any further clarification?
Yes,
Councillor Ramsey.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Are these just for the 223, not from the budget process? These are initiatives that have basically happened in the last couple of months? since March?
Yes, so there were council initiatives that went through notice of motions.
Yeah, okay.
There was a section 223 meeting from the public.
Not the ones that went to the budget earlier.
No, they're already in the draft budget, Councillor Ramsey.
Because I've noted that the basketball stadium's not here, from 5 courts to 6.
Yeah. So with the basketball court, with regards to the costs around those, they're to be, I suppose, finalised and brought back to council. So whatever was in the draft budget that was considered in March is in the budget.
Okay. No problem.
Does any other council require any clarification?
As long as I get the credit for it, I don't care.
Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to second.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any council oppose the motion? Are those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried.
Could I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner, I declare the motion carried and the division stated.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, just say a few things. I know a vote's been taken, but can I just thank Sam and his team for all the hard work that they've done in this budget? I think I speak on behalf of all the council when I say you guys have done an absolutely amazing job in putting all this together, so thank you.
Thank you.
I think all councillors would concur with what you've said. Thank you, Councillor Carley. Item 12.5, response to notice motion 551. Explore the potential of multi-storey car parks in the Melton Township and Caroline Springs. Mr. Sherman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report responds, as you pointed out, to notice of motion 551.
Mr. Mayor, can I suggest an alternate? Would you like to hear it today?
No, I would like to hear the report first.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The notice of motion states that council officers explore the options and bring back a report to council of the potential of a multi-storey car park in the Melton Township and Caroline Springs, and to explore possible public-private partnerships or opportunities if they exist. So, Mr. Mayor, this is the report that council have sought. The report provides a high-level assessment of the existing car parking capacity in both the Melton Town Centre and the Caroline Springs Town Centre. If I can refer to Melton Township first, over the course of the last 12 months, there has been a detailed study of car parking supply and demand in the Melton Town Centre, and the current supply, both in the town centre and immediately adjacent, exceeds 2,100 spaces. And the study indicated that there were significant opportunities for parking throughout the day within those spaces. The study did recommend some changes to the parking limits within that area, and that's a process which will involve extensive consultation with the traders and the community, and that will take place over the coming months. But in essence, it found that the existing car park capacity within the township of Melton is more than adequate. In relation to the Caroline Springs Town Centre, the configuration of parking is a little bit different in that much of the car parking is actually privately owned by shopping centre owners. Both Caroline Springs Square, the Westwaters Hotel, and the Caroline Springs Shopping Centre on Caroline Springs Boulevard. And within those areas, there are in excess of 1,100 car parking spaces, and in addition, significant on-street parking is available. So again, there's significant opportunity for parking within the town centre, with further parking planned, particularly as Caroline Springs Town Centre, Caroline Springs Square expands, as is planned to occur. So accordingly, Mr. Mayor, it's proposed at this point in time that Council simply note the report, will continue to monitor car parking capacity in both these centres and keep Council up to date over time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any Council require any further clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've got an alternate, and if I could address it the 30 seconds after the vote, whichever way it goes, that Council note this report and undertake a further review of car parking requirements in Melton Town Centre and Caroline Springs Town Centre as part of the High Street Structure Plan project, which is anticipated to commence in mid-2020. So I assume that we're just going to review both areas and their multi-storey car parking opportunities in 2020.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Alternate motion moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor require any further clarification from Councillor Ramsey? Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any Councillor oppose the alternate motion? All those in favour of the motion, declare the motion carried. Councillor Ramsey, you wish to speak on
it? Mr. Mayor, I just think that as we plan our wonderful city with an additional 300,000 people coming in the not-too-distant future, I understand that the Eastern Corridor still hasn't been fully built out, and there'll be changes to the Melton Township and beyond and suburbs, but I still believe that we need to look strategically at multi-storey car parking in both areas, because it's only going to get worse, not better. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Item 12.7, contract 19/040, development of Marley Drive Reserve. Mr. Shannon, is it? Yeah, Mr. Shannon, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to present this report to award a contract for the construction of an upgraded upgrade to the Marlow Drive Reserve. Council will recall that earlier this year we were successful in obtaining $440,000 from the Growing Suburbs Fund, which is a state government fund for the upgrading of this reserve, on the basis that Council matched the funds, and that provides an overall budget for $880,000 for the upgrade of this reserve. There's been community consultation with the local community in terms of their expectations regarding this reserve, which is largely undeveloped at the moment other than a wetland. The reserve's located in Harkness, which is towards the northwest corner of the Melton Township, and as I mentioned, is largely undeveloped. The master plan that was developed in consultation with the community provides significant improvements to the reserve, which are detailed on page 322 of the officer's report, and it will include things such as fencing, footpaths, kickabout space with goals, barbecue and shelters, picnic facilities, park furniture, landscaping and play equipment, and so forth. The tender has been advertised initially through an expression of interest and then ultimately through direct tender to six contractors. The report, Mr. Mayor, in the confidential section sets out the assessment of those tender submissions which were received, and following that assessment, the recommendation is that the contract be awarded to ACE contractors, as detailed on page 321, for a figure which is marginally under the budget, including a contingency allocation. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, through you to Mr. Shannon, the footpaths will be concreted, yes? Or rubber rock or something else that allows access for all abilities?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, there's an extensive concrete footpath network. There is a natural drain which runs through the site, and there does need to be an element of soft fall or bark, if you like, through that area, but the key access points, particularly to the play equipment, the barbecues and so on, are concrete.
Excellent. Thank you.
Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move that. Sorry.
Go for it.
I'd like to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Item number 12.8, contract number 19/048, construction of Melton Central Community Centre. Mr. Watson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report seeks council resolution for the award of the contract for the construction of the Melton Central Community Centre. Council has committed to the demolition and rebuilding of the centre, and the new centre will provide a range of community services to the Melton municipality and have a focus on provision of services for our rapidly growing culturally and linguistically diverse communities. The project will include, within the building, 8 flexible programmable spaces for classroom and community use, standard kitchen space for small cooking demonstrations and classes, open plan office space for service provider and program staff, 6 interview rooms for client services, a staff collaboration space, a foyer and lounge space for community and students, an interfaith space for reflection and prayer, and an outdoor space to socialise and garden. Council was successful in gaining $2 million in funding from the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund towards this project, and Council committed the additional funding over the 2018-19 and 2019-20 financial years. Council officers are, in accordance with the Council procurement policy, seeking to engage a suitably qualified and experienced head contractor to undertake the construction works, and this follows an expression of interest process, detailed design and tender documentation, which was released to 8 contractors, and assessment of the tenders as per the confidential appendix to this report. And so through you, Mr. Mayor, I put forward the recommendations per the report to award the contract for construction of Melton Central Community Centre to Alchemy Construct, per the recommendation on page 330, and to delegate to the Chief Executive Officer the execution of all contract documents. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. Does any council require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Just a question might be relevant to Troy or Luke. Has this contractor demonstrated local content and local labour in relation to their assessment, or what's been measured against their tender?
Through Mr. Mayor, they have one of the specific tender requirements or evaluation requirements relates to local content, which is a 10% allocation. I don't have the specific details to hand to provide further explanation, but there is a specific criteria in line with Council's resolution from some time ago that every contract of this nature has to have that as part of its evaluation process.
Can I just ask for clarification through you, Mr. Mayor, whether is there an auditing process in relation to that by council officers? Do we go out and audit whether they've got local labour, they're using local trades in big multi-million dollar projects like this?
Through Mr. Mayor, it generally depends on the project, and because the local content could be one of a number of things. It could be either labour, or often it's suppliers or equipment or materials. So they, through the tender process, they have to demonstrate, the contractors have to demonstrate in detail how they would go about that local procurement. So there is a process of auditing, but again, it depends on the nature of the contract as to what that process looks like.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Does any other council require any clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll move.
Moved by Councillor Hardy. Do I have a second of the motion?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.9, extension of contract 15/032, provision of banking and revenue collection services.
Mr. Mayor, could I move this as put, please?
Move as put by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Could I second that, please, Mr. Mayor?
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.10, public open space, 3/13, McDonald Street, Melton South, hearing pursuant to S 223. Ms. Daniel, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This report is to advise Council on the written submissions received following a public notice in relation to Council's proposed change of use for part of the land at 3 to 13 McDonald Street, Melton South. At the ordinary meeting of Council on the 29th of April 2019 in camera, Council resolved, amongst other things, that part of the land at 3 to 13 McDonald Street, Melton South, we'll call it the one-third land, is no longer required for the purposes of public open space, and that it would therefore advertise its intention to use the land for community care accommodation rather than the purpose for which it was acquired, and make a final decision upon consideration of all submissions. The proposed change of use of the one-third land is in accordance with Section 192 of the Local Government Act, and this section exists specifically to address where the Council has acquired the land for a particular purpose, as is the case here, and to allow Council to use the land for another purpose. Section 192B of the Act states that a person has the right to make a submission on the use of land for another purpose. And so, accordingly, an advertisement in relation to the proposal was placed in the Melton and Moorabool Star Weekly on the 14th of May, calling for submissions. The advertisement also called for anyone that wished to be heard in person to indicate this in his or her submission. And of the 13 submissions we received, we have one person who wishes to be heard in person, and thus the Council now must set a time and date for that person to be heard. Now, Council has a Section 223 Submissions Advisory Committee for this purpose, and it's been Council's practice in the past to have the committee meet in order to hear from submitters and provide a report back to Council. And so, accordingly, the officer recommendation is that Council convene a meeting of the Section 223 Submissions Advisory Committee at 7:30pm on Monday the 1st of July 2019 at the Melton Civic Centre in the Council Chamber to hear from the submitter who has requested to be heard in person. Secondly, receive a report from the Section 223 Submissions Advisory Committee on that hearing, by way of minutes or otherwise, and thirdly, to receive a report on the 13 written submissions at the same time. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Daniel. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Councillor Ramsey.
I'm just... I know we've had a total of 13 written submissions and one submitter expressing a desire to be heard, but we've already had a meeting with two other gentlemen. Is that that'll be considered in the, as part of the 223s and the as well? No? Yes?
The meeting that you're referring to, Councillor Ramsey, through you, Mr. Mayor, is the meeting that I was present at with yourself and a few other councillors. And to my recollection, those people we met with raised the same things that were in their written submissions.
Yes.
And all of that will be contained in the report back to Council, and in fact it will contain full copies of every written submission.
So everything that's been, all the 13 in their entirety, plus anything that came about at that verbal meeting, apart from the one submitter that's coming before us for the 223, will all be taken into consideration?
Yes. Three, Mr. Mayor, yes.
Does any other Council require any clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I suppose this is more around the due process. But if this motion was carried by Council following the Section 223 process, and I'm wanting to know, if it wasn't carried by Council, a decision was made, can the state government override that decision in relation to this proposal?
If this recommendation is not carried, then Council has failed to set a date for the hearing of the submission. So Council would have two options. One is to set an alternate date.
Yep.
The other one is to abandon the process.
So if there was a resolution of Council to say that we don't want to go ahead with this proposal, for example.
Yep.
Can the state government override that decision and go ahead with the plan?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a council.
Or is there an appeals process to state government? No.
No.
No, unless there was some breach of administrative law, you could have an administrative appeal, but I would hardly imagine that's likely.
I'm wondering whether they could compulsorily acquire the land.
With a reserve. Yeah, it may well be possible there's some mechanism that the state could use, but it would be a different, potentially a compulsory acquisition of the land. They could put an overlay over the land and compulsorily acquire it. Would be a lot of trouble, I would imagine, and I'm not sure that that would be an avenue they would want to pursue.
Yep.
But, you know, it's at this point, it's in council's hands, and I guess anything else is speculative at this stage.
Thanks, Mr. Tory.
Does any of the council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll move.
Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by...
I'd like to second it, Mr. Mayor.
So moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. Item 12.11, Councillor Bushy.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, sorry. I wish to move a procedural motion at this item, which is reliance of Section 79B of the Local Government Act 1989 by reason of a conflicting personal interest in circumstances where I have given evidence at the panel hearing in relation to the planning permit. Thank you.
Item 12.11 in Melbourne. We need to put out to the meeting to accept Councillor Bushy's statement. Moved by Councillor Ramsey.
He's made this personal conflicting statement a number of times, so I'd like to move that.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I don't think that we need to move it. I think it's just a procedural motion that...
It has to be voted. Exactly.
No, it has to be voted.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Ramsey.
Can't be a Bushy.
You don't need a seconder? Okay, we're just going to move it.
I know it's a weird procedure.
Okay, Councillor Hardy.
Can someone just second it?
We don't.
No.
Seconder.
Councillor Bushy made the statement. We just accept the statement, I believe.
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose the statement?
No.
All those in favour? Declare the statement accepted. 12.11. Melbourne Regional Landfill VCAR Review. Ms. Daniel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report is to advise Council on the outcome of its application to the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, the VCAT, for review of the decision by the Environment Protection Authority, or the EPA, to grant a works approval in respect of the Melbourne Regional Landfill at Ravenhall. On the 11th of April 2017, at a special meeting called for just that purpose, Council resolved to apply to the VCAT for review of the EPA's decision to grant a works permit on any available ground. And Council made that application to VCAT, and VCAT conducted what's called a merits review, where the VCAT stands in the shoes of the original decision maker, the EPA, and assesses the application by the landfill operations, which is the respondent in the review proceedings, and the VCAT essentially makes the decision afresh. So by separate applications, the applicants in the proceeding were this council, Mount Atkinson Holdings, Middle Hopkins Investments and Brimbank Council, and the Stop the Tip Incorporated, and also the Metropolitan Waste and Resource Recovery Group were joined as an interested party. It was a lengthy hearing heard on the 30 to the 31st of July, 1 and 2 August, 6 to 8 August, 13 to 16 August, 20 to 23 August, and finally on the 3rd to the 7th of September. At the conclusion of the hearing, VCAT reserved its decision, and that was back in September last year. It's been a long wait, and finally on the 17th of June, VCAT gave its decision by email, and the full decision is attached at Appendix 1. Overall, the tribunal found the proposal to be consistent with the relevant aspects of the strategic policies governing landfill and found no strategic justification to reduce the approval insofar as scale or time or the time frame. And the tribunal was not persuaded that if the works were completed in accordance with the approval, which it did amend slightly, that the works would result in an unreasonable adverse impact upon the interests of council or any of the other applicants. So, in the result, VCAT issued the works permit, but it did make minor changes to the conditions, particularly in relation to odour, which was one of the limbs that council sought review on. Council has 28 days within which to lodge an appeal to the Supreme Court of Victoria, and it must be on a point of law. The officer recommendation is as set out on page 347, which is to note the report and receive a further report and or briefing in relation to any grounds of appeal. I won't read the full text of it, but the other option, of course, is to go straight to an advice from a barrister, either a senior, junior or a QC, at a cost of between $15,000 and $25,000 for that advice. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Daniel. Does any council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move the recommendation from the officers.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick.
I would like to second, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kisich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. All those in favour of the division? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kisich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Sabir, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I call the division carried. Items number 13 and 14. Councillor Ramsey.
Oh. You were going to do that just as I was about to put a lolly in my mouth.
Yeah. You have to wait then, won't you?
First time I've been called this year. Hello, hallelujah. VIP at Degani's in Woodgrove. Two new owners have taken over and they are absolutely exceptional. I want it recorded because I've been told I talk over, so please time in, Mr. Bean. The community leadership program at Caroline Springs is absolutely excellent, and I love to see emerging community leaders from all walks of life. Hannah Watts Park, Bill Cahill and Arnold's Creek Parks were signed off and launched, and what a fantastic effort. They all look spectacular, maybe a little bit more concrete in the footpaths, but apart from that, well done to all the teams that are there. Roads to Zero meeting was held, chaired by our lovely Councillor Carley. We met with residents, Reed McDonald Street. The World Environment Grants, what a sensational night that was. Pad Thai had its 15th birthday and I got to cut the cake. Yay! Early Years Partnership was focused on every dollar spent in the early years under three. Apparently they say it gains at least $2 in return, but I believe it, if early intervention, if we act in every area, we save ourselves tens of thousands of dollars per dollar spent. Venture Melton Business Summit. Now, I need to talk to Mr. Bean and his people about this. I have been to lots of summits in my tenure on council. That was truly one of the best. It was an inspirational day. It came from lots of varied speakers, but it gave everybody something to walk away and think about. and also the the Parliamentary Secretary, and I've got this because Mr. Tory wrote it down for me. Thank you, Sonia
Kilkenny
came down to give us a cheque of $186,000, was it? We were one of the largest in the area for school readiness funding. Women's Health West had a forum workshop on family violence, and also the Home, which is the Multicultural Exchange Inc. I attended only for a short time. Can I also note the sad passing of not only John Bartlett, but also Jill Leslie, and the impact they've had respectively on our communities. And again, I want to welcome our wonderful new councillor, Councillor Speer. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. How long was that?
Too long.
2:59. Oh. You sure? Jenna.
Don't think you're timed yet.
Councillor Bushy.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've neglected to keep up to date. However, I did enjoy a couple of weeks of leave, which was nice to get away with the family. Get away with the family, you know, full-time work and council and stuff, so I think we enjoy regular breaks. I think it's important to stay refreshed. I did, however, attend the new 12-round fitness centre in Caroline Springs for potentially a workout, and a tour.
Yeah, a tour or a workout?
My effort was disgraceful. That's
all I can
say.
You didn't do a workout, you did a tour.
A tour, yeah. I thought that would be.
Yeah. There are some incriminating photos. But definitely not in spandex, because that would have been horrid. I went to the City of Melton Youth Forum, which is a fantastic initiative, and I'm very proud of this one because it continues to grow and gather momentum and interest from youth providers around the municipality, or those not-for-profit organisations that service and resource and assist via outreach our young people in our community. And as you know, we've got a very big need amongst our young people. That was a fantastic event at Tabcorp Park, and that was on the 19th of June. I just wanted to thank again our wonderful officers, because I know that, you know, most of the time as councillors we just turn up and we don't necessarily get to see the months and months of planning. And I do really appreciate the efforts, especially of the youth services team. I think Katrona Gauci coordinated this one, and she was just unbelievable in making even the minor details, making sure people were comfortable greeting people, but also making the young people feel very special about being there. With an event like that, you know, having young people attend and contribute is really important. And I think that the team did really well to help the kids feel like they can contribute. Speaking in front of all these adults is definitely not an easy thing. Councillor Carly did a fantastic job opening the event in your absence. And I think it was fantastic all around. I've received a few inbox messages from two of the principals and some students just expressing their thanks for being given the opportunity to contribute to the event. So following this event, there's going to be an action plan put together and rolled out, and some learnings taken from it, which is really important because, you know, we don't want to have an event for the sake of having an event. We want to have an event that our community can learn from, take away, and then come back the next year with something new. So that was fantastic. So I deliberately didn't put everything in my acknowledgements because I wanted to really talk about the youth event. So thanks for the opportunity, and welcome to our new councillor.
And how long did he go for?
3:02.
Okay.
He done well. Councillor Sabir, would you like to say a few words? I know you've only been here a few days, but you might want to address.
Thank you, Mayor Turner. I'm honoured to be elected, and I look forward to contributing in a larger capacity and working with members of our community. I'd also like to thank yourself and all of the councillors, as well as Melton City Council staff, have been very helpful, and I've had a very warm welcome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I better be quick, because I know Councillor Ramsay is going to ask how long I've spoken for, so I'll try to get through them under 3 minutes. Hannah Watts Play Space opening morning, that was a great morning, and the park and play space look absolutely wonderful. Roads to Zero Steering Committee, Disability Advisory Committee, the Samoan Independence Day celebration event that was held here at the Melton Community Hall, Policy Review Panel, a lot of these committee meetings, Mr. Mayor, too, the minutes are in this evening's agenda. The 12th and the 13th, the citizenship ceremonies that I attended, the 14th, Preventing Family Violence Advisory Committee, the 18th, Public Art Review Panel Meeting. I did attend the City of Melton Youth Forum, and can I just say a huge congratulations and well done to Councillor Ibushi, as this was one of his initiatives, and it was absolutely fantastic to see those young kids so proud to be there, but not only that, the confidence that they showed to get up and speak when they had to speak up on stage as young, you know, youth, and letting us know what they wanted. I could see that they were just absolutely wrapped. So well done, Councillor Ibushi, to you, and also to the staff that put together that forum. Refugee Week, A World of Stories, that was at Lakeview Senior College. That was a really, really good turnout. Early Years Partnership Committee meeting, Arts and Cultural Advisory Committee. We spoke about Public Art Maintenance Plan, and I think, Mr. Mayor, we really need to speak to these developers when they're putting these lovely pieces of art up to attract buyers. And yes, they look wonderful, but it's we as a council have to maintain them when it's handed over to us, so at a huge cost. So I'd like to see our developers working with council to ensure we're putting in public art that looks good, will attract new residents, but will also be affordable to maintain them in the future. Also, we spoke about the exhibition program update, bi-monthly grants assessment panel meeting I also attended. I also attended the Hillside Sharks football 20-year anniversary. Well done to Hillside Sharks. I think it's absolutely wonderful when we've got sporting clubs in our municipality that are having their 20-year anniversary. And it was actually a great night for me too, Mr. Mayor, because I got to meet the founding president of Hillside Sharks, Michael Johnston, who actually addressed all of us that evening. And also a huge congratulations to the Hillside residents who put on their biggest morning tea. I think it's great when we see members of our community not having a huge morning tea, but still having a morning tea with some residents and really, you know, trying to raise money for a great cause. So well done to the Hillside residents. And also, Mr. Mayor, I just have a presentation from the Sharia Punjab Kabaddi Club, thanking Melton City Council for their ongoing support. Thank you.
Was it under 3 minutes? You're just slightly over. Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Anyway, June 4th, the Queen Lady discussion with McDonald Street, the residents here, and following that, we had the group meeting. June 7th, Stephen McGee, the 1995, 11th, Community Grants. At that point in time, thank you very much for all the people who gave me a call. I was on the sick list. Probably a cosmetic surgery to make yourself look better and beautiful. It hasn't worked, most of it. And of course, today was the engagement with the residents regarding the plan and the issue that looks like it's been resolved. And I must admit, the resident who is engaged in this one was very accommodating for the planning scheme. It's quite unusual to see that. And well done to all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Kasich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 29th of May, I attended the Community Leadership Program opening at the Caroline Springs Library. On the 6th of June, meeting with the residents of Caroline Springs on additional parking space around the schools and sports grounds. On the 13th of June, meeting with the residents on illegal rubbish dumping along Rock Bank Middle Road towards the Sri Durga Temple. On the 14th of June, meeting the residents on scattered rubbish from Christie's Road to the intersection with Ballarat Road. And 20th of 6th, I had a meeting with the residents on illegal parking of the trucks and trailers and Denton car parks along the commercial road, Caroline Springs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Councillor Mulick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I won't repeat a lot of the events that other councillors went to. First of all, I'd like to welcome our new councillor, Councillor Yvonne Sevilla. I'd like to welcome her. She's a fantastic new member for our council, and I look forward to working with her for the betterment of our community. I also attended the Disability Advisory Committee, which included in tonight's agenda, as well as the Western Melbourne Tourism Board at the lovely Witchmount Winery, as well as the Policy Review Panel, which are also in the minutes of today's meeting. Just a few highlights. Friends of the Melton Botanic Gardens in Botanica Springs Community Centre. What a great presentation on Ainsbury's flora and fauna around the area. It was amazing. If anyone gets a chance to visit and walk the pathways in Ainsbury, it's really a beautiful sight to see. I also attended, Mr. Mayor, a movie documentary from Tweedle. They are like a child or baby specialist for sleeping, but they do a lot more as well most recently. But it was a special screening of Resilience, the Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope for Infant Mental Health Awareness Week, which I wasn't even aware existed. But the theme for 2019 was Babies, Brains Matter. And it was about basically mental health on babies and the stresses that sometimes our environment can cause them. So that was an excellent documentary on Babies, Brains Matter. I also attended the Venture Melton 2019 Business Summit with you, Mr. Mayor, as well as Councillor Ramsey, and guest speaker was Dylan Alcott. And can I just say what an inspiration he is for not only us without a disability, but especially those with a disability, and in his great progress that he's made in both basketball gold medalist as well as tennis gold medalist in the Paralympics. Amazing. As well as Naomi Simpson from the Shark Tank and the creator of Red Balloon. She was amazing. Can I just say, there was a couple of others, Chris Helder and Steve Galewski. The event was amazing. Mr. Peter Bean, please extend my congratulations to you and your team. They did an absolutely amazing job at the lovely Windmill Gardens. It was a brilliant event for all local businesses, as well as I believe some of the residents that are attending today's chamber meeting were there as well. So please extend my congratulations that they put on a great event. I came out inspired, super inspired, and
Yeah, it was a really fantastic event. I also attended some training with Councillor Ramsey and Councillor Mendez on equity and justice for women in the West with some of with my fellow councillors. And I just wanted to lastly congratulate Pinkerton Landcare Environment Group, who unfortunately as well, are the only local finalists, Mr. Mayor, that made it to the 2019 Keep Victoria Beautiful Awards for their project on New Life for Dead Trees. I wish them all the best. We got to take this award out, Mr. Mayor, because Wyndham is like in every single category, and we need to win at least one. So I hope, I've got my fingers crossed for Pinkerton Landcare Environment Group, and that's all from me, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murray.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Mendes.
Time check.
What's wrong?
Can I just say that we took out the big award last year, so
yeah,
we've got nothing to answer for.
We've done all right in the past, but we want to win in the future.
That's right.
Councillor Mendes.
Okay, I feel like I'm doing independent reading at school being timed, but that's okay. I'd first like to start off by acknowledging our wonderful community member, John Bartlett, who was unfortunately passed away a week ago. He was a fantastic member of the Residents Association. I think he'd be sadly missed. And he was a great contributor to making many children in Melton happy as Santa Claus in many groups. So, unfortunately, he's no longer with us, and I give the deepest of sympathy to Maggie and his family, because I'm telling you now she's grieving quite badly, and I think she's going to take a long time to recover from this situation. The 29th of May Community Leadership Program, the most fantastic community leadership program I've seen so far, because of the wide range of cultures that are trained to become future leaders of our community. And I wish them all the best. I look forward to seeing the end of their program in a couple of weeks' time. The 1st of June, the Mountain Willows Quilting Group, an absolute excellent artwork, very difficult to judge, and I think the quality of standards we have in Mountain will be seen at our textiles program that's coming up in the next week or so. The 5th of June, the World Environmental Day Grants. Well, Ainsbury, it was fantastic to see Ainsbury take out an award, because it's a developing community, and also to see some multicultural groups actually becoming along and accepting grants for projects and environment. It's something that I've not seen since I've been on council. The 12th of June, the citizenship ceremony. Once again, a large number of members of our community taking on the wonderful role of becoming citizens of Australia. And it's great to see so many little children represented and dressed in their cultural costumes. It was a magnificent evening. The Minister's official visit for school readiness launch on the 21st of June, and also the domestic violence program, which actually opened my eyes to how severe domestic violence is within the city of Melton, let alone within the state of Victoria, and the many aspects of violence. Rather, it's not just physical, there's the emotional abuse and a range of other abuses as well. And I thought the team that presented did an excellent job, and that's a great recommendation to council. And I think it's a program that we should spread statewide. Committees that I attended was the arts program on the 20th of June, and I really hope that everybody gets behind and supports Caroline Springs Libraries project. It's an absolute credit to the arts team that we're actually going to present local artists who have textile art, so similar to what we saw at the quilting program from the 28th of June to the 11th of August. And I hope everyone gets along to see it, because my observations show that I don't think a lot of people realise it's there. There's a gallery with a lot of art displayed, and it's a recommendation to our local artists, and I don't think any people really know how many local artists we've got, but I think it's time that we all got down there and showed our appreciation for the great work that they do. So I hope you'll see you down there on the 28th of June.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. I'll just pick a few things out, because most of us have been at the same things. 28th of May, I attended Catholic Regional College Mass and opening ceremony for a new sports stadium. What a magnificent stadium. If you get a chance, you'd go and have a look. It's probably one of the biggest main stadiums in Melton, apart from council ones, of course. Attended a leadership program which has been spoken about in Caroline Springs. It's a great program we're running there. I think it's the second or third year we've run it, and it's really good to see new leaders coming through. Hannah Watts Park, I can't go past that. They're opening with Bob Gahill and Anna Reserve Place, but it's also recognised on the same day. Just funny that yesterday I got a message from, as someone I know, but they were very congratulatory towards council. He'd gone to Hanawatts Park on Sunday, and he just sent me a message saying it's fantastic, it's people from all cultures here just having a family day. And he was so congratulatory towards council and all the work we've done to get that park in the condition it's in now. And it's just good, because when it first opened there were a lot of complaints because it wasn't just finished because of the weather, but it's really starting to bloom now and it's looking fantastic. One environmental grants day was good. We had quite a few grants to give away on that day. It's always good to give away grants. Everybody's happy. Fantastic day of the month, the 12th of the 6th, was a count back conducted by the VEC, and a few of the councillors and officers were there to see Yvonne being elected as our ninth councillor. Congratulations again. Our citizenship challenge had a couple of them, another 180 residents become part of the City of Melton. And on the 12th of the 6th, I attended the FMBG meeting with guest speaker Chris Lenardi from Ainsbury, and he gave a great talk on what's happening up there and the future of the parks and things around about Ainsbury. I did attend the ALGA National General Assembly with Mr. Bean, 17th to the 19th. Normally when we go up for that, we attend the conference, but we also visit Parliament, because we can usually get a few meetings with a few different ministers or what have you. Unfortunately, this time around, they're all on holiday. They haven't gone back to work yet since the election. On the 21st of the 6th, Venture Business Summit, a special thanks to the team in Melton Council, Mr. Bean's team, of course, but a special mention to Bruce Marshall, Peter and Christine, Cody. There's quite a big team there, but they did a fantastic job. And this Venture Melton business is really taking off. We started with small numbers, but we're getting up to close 200 members now. And there's, like they had that, the summit, out the summit, they paid for the summit, but the summit actually pays a membership for the year. So we've got four other events within the year for the price of the membership. And I think everybody on the day got a great deal out of it. I'm sure, and I know there's a few people in the room tonight who were there, and I'm sure they could contest to how good it was. On the weekend there with the Home Multicultural Exchange, they had their invitation to cultural and transition and infusion gathering. They had all their dances and food, and it was a great night. And on Sunday we had the Wrangler Punjab Multicultural Club of Melton, who had their very first event in Melton, the Tiyan Mela 2019. And they had all their music, all their dancing. It was just fantastic to see the mix of community events in Melton now. Is fantastic. And I think that's enough from me for one day. So we'll move on. Notice of motion 15.1, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Council immediately install safety bollards at the corner of Hume Drive and Calder Park Drive in Taylors Hill.
Does any Councillor require any clarification?
Could I just ask roughly the cost of them, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't have a detailed costing because no designs have been undertaken, but it is a relatively small project. I would estimate between $3,000 and $5,000, somewhere of that magnitude.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Sean. Does it work? Moved by Councillor Carley, do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Councillors, questions without notice? Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to be smart for 2 seconds, seeing we're having a very easy meeting. And Councillor Sabir, this doesn't normally go. We're normally at one another's throats by now. Not joking. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask the scouts in the audience, who are sitting there very well, how you think we're going and if there's anything you'd like to know.
Come on, Victoria, get them in the line.
We're going really well. Out of 10, what would you give
us? Can we have the Mr. Mayor come up?
10? We got a 10, Mr. Mayor. I'm happy.
These guys actually were here last Thursday.
Who's giving me an 8? Leave.
Room for improvement. No, I like that. Can never be
These guys were here last Thursday night and they're going to meet a lot smoother than we did tonight. Well done, guys.
Yes. Well done.
Good job. Any further questions?
I've got a couple, Mr.
Councillor Medley.
Mr. Mayor, in regards to any name changes of any like buildings or parks, what is the process of that? Is there community consultation before that happens, or can we just change a name of a park or a... Sorry to put somebody, anybody on the spot, but I think I know the answer. I just want some of the members of the gallery to know what the actual process is.
Mr. Tory, you want to grab this?
Council actually have a policy around naming of public places, and it in part says that obviously, council needs to comply with the requirements of the Geographic Names Committee or Geographic Place Names Committee. So there is a process, and it involves, in the first instance, a report that details what the purpose of the name change is and what the name is that is intended. And, you know, there are guidelines, it can't be a living person, it's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's a process. And it can include community consultation, but there's a policy that sort of, and procedure that dictates how council intends to go about it.
I just wanted to mostly highlight that we would consult with the wider community. It wouldn't just be at a drop of a hat or at a easy. We might know that it'd be a long process that would involve community consultation. So I just wanted that confirmed.
It's normally a difficult process, and it hasn't been done often in my 20 years at council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have another one. In regards to our former councillor DeSantis, I know we have a process if any of the once the councillor's either term is finished or they end their term, that there is a presentation of certificate. Do we know any details of any dates, or have we contacted former Councillor DeSantis on some dates?
No, I haven't followed that with her at this point in time, but the normal event is that councillors are invited back to meet with... former councillors are invited back to meet with councillors, and they receive a certificate under the seal of council. So that process will be followed.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other councillor have a question without notice?
I do, Mr. Mayor.
I've
been approached to ask if the Atherston area is still going to get a traffic school for children, just as like the Essendon one is.
Session.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there will be a traffic school constructed at Atherston. It will be immediately to the east of the athletics track, just on the other side of the road, close to the community centre. Lendlease will build that in accordance with council's design as part of the joint venture we have with them with the Atherston estate. The reason it hasn't been built to date is that we had applied for federal government funding to supplement the works that was recently unsuccessful. However, Lendlease will still build a reasonably significant traffic school at that location over the next 12 to 18 months. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, councillors? Motions without notice. Urgent business. Okay, we move on to confidential business.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated under 19.1.
Moved by Councillor Medley. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Second that, Mr. Mayor. Make sure there's biscuits out there for the people from the gallery.
No biscuits this week, only cakes. Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, and children, help yourself to some refreshments, we hope there is, because last month when we did the same thing, somebody cleared it all the way. So good luck. Thanks for coming.